USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans have dealt with abnormally warm weather, high winds, and fire weather alerts this week from West Texas and all the way north to Chicago. There have been red flag warnings in place through late Monday. Some have been allowed to expire, but high wind alerts remain in place for communities in over a dozen states, especially in the central U.S. and south. Meanwhile, a major storm front's moving across the U.S., bringing snow to the Mountain West and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. President Biden is headed for Texas and the U.S. southern border this Thursday, the very same day as Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with the announcement to reporters.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump set to visit Eagle Pass, USA's Laura Winters.
He blasts President Biden on his social media platform, Truth Social, saying, "When I am your president, we will immediately seal the border."
The two leaders enter the Lone Star State on Thursday as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal, which would allow the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers. Ahead of the Michigan primary election Tuesday, Republican Nikki Haley continues to hammer on the case against former President Trump's electability.
He did not get 40% in any of the early states. It is very hard to win a general election if you can't do that.
President Biden, meanwhile, is facing no official opposition in Michigan, but a grassroots movement hopes to convince Arab Americans and other voters to write in an uncommitted vote for president in the Democratic primary. It's meant as a move to protest Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A significant weather system heading across the United States. Snowfall expected in the mountainous west, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest could see strong thunderstorms. It marks the onset of the first of two storm systems that will affect the country in the coming week. On Tuesday, thunderstorms could materialize from Chicago to Detroit, extending southward towards St. Louis, potentially accompanied by hail, strong winds, and tornadoes. Details about a United States Air Force service member who died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. Bushnell was transported to the hospital in critical condition after his act and subsequently died. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences.
Well, we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free 2 years after Russian troops invaded the country. At the same time, Ukrainian President Zelensky continues pleading with Western allies to send more weapons and money. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.